Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training.
You're listening to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women leaders, founders, and CEOs come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and release weight so they can make a bigger impact and enjoy the foods they love. So if you're like many women who are high achieving, smart, making an impact in the world, chances are you might be afraid that if you don't go, keep going, keep going, keep going, and do all the things and say yes to all the opportunities, that you might be missing out, or maybe, not doing as much as you quote unquote should be doing. And yet, if you feel like there must be a better way, you're right to believe that. In fact, this idea is becoming much more prevalent today than it used to be, with authors like Kate Northup, who are talking about doing less, and creators like Marie Forleo, who are talking about increasing your joy by doing less and saying no more. And so these ideas are getting traction, and yes, it is correct that there is a better way. And yet, if you feel like it's just so difficult to say no, to turn off at the end of the night, to turn people down, and if this is something that you're struggling with, chances are you're seeing an impact on your health, your mental health, your ability to rest and take it easy sometimes and relax. You're probably noticing a lot of stress and anxiety in your nervous system. You're probably experiencing emotional eating binges and splurges in the evening to just kind of like help yourself to calm down and zone out. I remember when I was teaching, this is basically how this spiraled for me in my life, because I taught in the inner city. I was teaching at a very prevalent charter school in New Orleans, and prominent charter school in New Orleans, and there were high standards. And of course, the stakes were high, right? These are inner city, high risk students that you're working with. And there's this feeling that you feel like you're never doing enough, basically. You always feel like there's more you could be doing. And so, like right now, I'm just feeling this compassion for those of you who are really service led and heart centered, because I get it, When you really believe in what you're doing, when you really care about the people that you're serving, you really have this strong desire to help, it can really feel this way. Like, I could be doing more. And sure, like, there's always more that needs to be done, right? But you know that you can't do it all on your own. So I'm wondering what is causing you to just keep piling more and more onto your plate and to say yes to everything, And so when it comes to this feeling like we have to do it all, what we're really needing to get down to is what is underneath that feeling? What is driving that feeling like we have to do more, we have to do more, we have to do more? And if you're like most, when you start to really pull back the layers and put a microscope on this, you'll start to discover that it's really about trying to validate yourself, you know? And it's not your fault. We live in a society where, especially in the West, productivity equals self-worth. You know, it's so much in our society and in our consciousness as a society that our worth comes from what we do, what we've accomplished, what we've achieved, badges of honor. And, you know, for so long, the busier we are, the more important we feel. But let me ask you this. If you run yourself into the ground, being busy, doing all the things, spinning all the plates, how much of an impact can you really be making? It's probably starting to become clear that if you're stretched thin, that is diluting your impact. And I get it. It can feel scary when you start taking things off your plate, when you start doing less, because again, you might have all of these justifications in the form of fears that, oh, if I take that off my plate, you know, if I give that task to someone else, they won't do it as well. Or I don't know what that's going to look like. If I let go of that, what if everything falls apart? You know, or, oh, if I don't show up and do this, am I burning that bridge? Is that person going to never call me again for another opportunity? I get it, you know? And what I would like you to consider is how much more impact could you make if you were thriving, showing up every day, fully rested, in a relaxed state with energy? How much more powerful would your presence be? How much more magnetic would you be? How many more aligned opportunities? How much more leveraged could you be? And what I want to talk about today is when you're prioritizing yourself, when you're putting yourself on the front burner and prioritizing your well-being and your health, that is a strategic choice that you're making that will ripple out into every project that you touch and every person that you touch, really. Because as Maya Angelou says, the biggest impact a person can make doesn't come from what they do, but how they make people feel. And I think we've all been around people like this, who, when we're in their presence, and Maya Angelou herself was one of these people, when you're in their presence, you just feel more powerful just by being around them. And how much can you do for others when you're being more, when you're being that person who is so sure of themselves, who has so much integrity within yourself, that even when you are walking into a room, people can just sense that? You know, that's power, that's impact. And how much better choices could you make? How much better decisions could you make when you're prioritizing yourself? So hopefully this is starting to really drive home the importance of your well-being when it comes to making an impact in the world. As a leader, your biggest opportunity for impact is working on yourself. So how do we truly make this shift from the going, constantly on, or the all or nothing, to having more balance? By now, you realize that it's not about trying to do more. So I'm not talking about, you know, adding more spa days on your calendar or more things that you need to check off. It's not about doing more. And it's not about checking boxes. It's about recognizing what's underneath the constantly going behavior. What belief is driving that constantly going behavior? What is it that you need to let go of when it comes to your thinking and your beliefs about what you get out of constantly going, out of doing everything? And when you discover what that is and you let go of that, you'll realize that it is easier to do less, but also you'll see the inherent value in it, because you'll start to feel better. You'll start to feel more energetic. You'll start to feel more powerful. You'll start to feel and sense the impact that you're making. Things will start to gravitate to you that just feel right and feel good, that don't drain your energy. So that does it for today's episode. We talked about why well-being goes hand in hand with impact and why it's actually strategic to choose yourself first and put yourself first at the top of your priority list. So thanks so much for listening to today's episode, and I will catch you on another episode of the Ending Your Binge Eating Podcast. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.